Steve Levins is a state consumer protector, and he's warning of scammers who are already trolling to get their hands on the stimulus checks that the federal government plans on sending you.
The stimulus checks are going to come anyway. People don't have to do anything. If the IRS has your account information, the amount you're supposed to get is going to automatically appear in your account. And if they don't have your account information, they're going to send you a paper check. So anybody who gets any kind of email or any kind of communication from someone saying they can help facilitate that, it's an out scam.
Okay, they're just fishing for your info.
They're just fishing for your info, or they're trying to get money from you to convince you that somehow they can facilitate the process, which nothing is further from the truth. You're going to get this money if you're entitled to it. It's going to appear automatically in your account, your banking account, or you're going to get a check. So you don't really have to do anything.
Okay, so no third party involved.
There's absolutely no third party involved. If any third party reaches out for any reason relating to these checks, it's a scam. Don't give them any information. Don't pay any attention to them. Hang up if they're calling you, or if they send you an email, just ignore it.
So who should they report this to?
Well, they can report it to the Office of Consumer Protection. They can report it to the FBI. But what they should do is just ignore it. There are massive emails that are already being sent all across the country on this. The other thing that people really need to be concerned about and watch out for are debt relief scams. Now, obviously, this crisis is unprecedented. Thousands and thousands of people here in Hawaii are going to be under extreme financial distress. And there are people who are going to try to take advantage of that situation. There are people who are going to approach them. You know, if you're having difficulty paying your mortgage, you say, well, give me some money and I can negotiate with your financial institution and deal with this mortgage issue. Well, first of all, that is a huge red flag. Under Hawaii and under federal law, no one is entitled to get an advance fee for assistance on what we call mortgage rescue assistance. Most of these people engaged in this, the vast majority, are just scammers. They're just out to make a quick buck, and they're going to leave the homeowner with absolutely nothing except maybe losing another $5,000 or $10,000. So they should not engage anybody who solicits them to help with mortgage relief. What they should do is contact their financial institution directly when the time comes for that. And it's been widely reported that most of the banks in the country and credit unions are claiming that they will try to work with the homeowner. But they should not go through a third party, because if they do that, it may very well be a fraud. The other thing is that, people are going to be in financial distress regarding credit card payments and other debts. And the law is, similarly, like with a mortgage relief, if someone approaches you and claims they're going to help settle your debts, don't pay them up front, because the law says you're not supposed to. That's another big red flag. So you just have to really be on guard, because these guys are going to be coming at you, and they're going to come at you big time in the next few months, because they understand that there are people who are under unbelievable amount of stress. When you're in unbelievable amount of stress, you're probably at your most vulnerable. So you really have to guard against these charlatans trying to rip you off.
You know, I was in one of the aisles at Long's, and I overheard a conversation, and one of our seniors, was already saying, oh my gosh, we're going to be in line for some money. I can't wait.
Well, most people are going to be getting $1,200 per person. You make under a certain amount of money, your adjusted gross is under a certain amount, and the scammers know this, and they're going to use this as an opportunity to take that money from you. I mean, the money is designed to try to get people through this crisis. It's probably just a drop in the bucket, but it's going to be something. But to a lot of people, if you lose $1,200 or $2,400, it is a significant amount of money. You have to be on guard. Just to give you an example about how crazy this is right now with scammers. Scammers are going door to door on the mainland, offering to take temperatures of people, and using that as an opportunity to try to get in their house and rip them off.
Wow.
We've heard of people going door to door claiming they're from the CDC. We've heard of situations in which someone gets some kind of email, and they click on it, and someone is threatening to give them the virus if they don't give them Bitcoin. It's just incredible the amount of scams that are out there. Which brings up another important point. Anybody who gets an email, unsolicited email, and there's an attachment, don't click it. If the email purports to be from the Center for Disease Control or the Federal Trade Commission or the Office of Consumer Protection, don't click on it if there's an attachment, because what they're probably trying to do is put some malware or virus on your computer, and that's only going to lead to a bad situation for you.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that they had some bogus map, and when you clicked on that, that got you.
Right, and there are charlatans out there who are emailing people, and it's on Twitter about, these bogus health claims. I mean, that preacher Jim Baker, who was in trouble 30 years ago for ripping off his followers for some kind of vacation scam, is at it again, where he's trying to claim the colloidal silver was going to cure the coronavirus within 12 hours. And this is what people are dealing with, and this is the kind of stuff that people will be receiving. I mean, there's no miracle cure right now.
Right, it's the federal regulators have stepped in and they're investigating all those cases. And so I know that, law enforcement is saying, hey, if someone is out there selling a cure, or if someone is price gouging because of face masks or whatever, you need to report them.
That's true. But as I always say, the first line of defense is yourself, because if you give a lot of these charlatans your money, by the time law enforcement catches up, the money's gone, or they're bankrupt, or it's going to be difficult to get the money back, and be alert of all these health scams. They're going to be fake charity scams coming up, trying to convince people that they're going to be soliciting money for a heartfelt charitable purpose, and a lot of times the charitable purpose happens to be the front pocket of the person running the charity.
Right, so whether it's affiliated with the coronavirus or somebody on the SNAP program, because an alert just came out about that as well, so they're just coming at you every which way.
They're coming at you any way possible, via the telephone. There's reports now of robocalls, letting people know about all these miracle cures, or they can get masks for a great rate, or it just runs the gamut.
Okay, so you have to be on guard.
You have to be on guard, yep. There's a lot of stress going on right now, and bad people are trying to take advantage of good people.
That was Hawaii Consumer Protector Steve Levin's warning of financial fraud during this time of stress. If you don't know already, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Hawaii Attorney General, they're urging the public to report cases of fraud and price gouging. The Federal Trade Commission has also issued an alert, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has warned of attempts to defraud SNAP recipients. For links, head to our website, Hawaii Public Radio.